It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Will Power won the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500 over the weekend.
He'll never be introduced the same way again. From now on, it'll be Will Power, Indianapolis 500 winner for 2018. Checker flag, Power and Penske win it.
What a badass name, right? Like, I will name my son Will Power.
My favorite moment of the entire race was when he won and his wife's reaction. I was seriously starting to cry watching her react to him winning. I mean, she like fell to the ground with happy tears. She was just so excited. They were so excited to finally see each other when he came across the finish line and came back over to where she was. It was just so great to see.
She was crushing all those plastic bottles too for her nerves. Did you see it? I was watching some of the highlights.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And the whole time, like her nervous thing during the race, she was crushing plastic bottles.
The Australian driver took the lead with four laps remaining to win his first Indianapolis 500 in 11 tries. Ed Carpenter, who led most of the laps at 65, finished second, followed by Scott Dixon, Alexander Rossi, and Ryan Hunter-Reay. Danica Patrick's racing career ended with a wreck at the Indy 500. She lost control, slid hard into the outside wall, then spun back across the track and hit the inside wall.
Trouble, Danica Patrick.
It is over.
And that will be how her driving career at Indianapolis ends.
Danica announced earlier this year that she would step away from racing after Sunday's race. She got one of the loudest ovations during driver introduction Sunday. I remember that. Patrick said that she has no regrets about her career and doesn't think that she will have the itch to ever come back. She plans to spend time on her business empire with her boyfriend, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Kelly Clarkson was there too. She did an amazing job singing the national anthem at the start of the race.
For the land of the free.
Taylor Swift fans are offended that a BBC radio DJ told her to take a shower, even though she said she wasn't offended.
It's nice to see you. I think you need to have a shower now.
I agree, and I'm not offended that you said that. There's a lot going on, and none of it's good here.
We'll see you soon. Thank you. Nice to see you.
What's offensive about that?
I mean, exactly. I don't think it was really... obviously seeing her after a sweaty show. Like, he was just being nice. Like, yep, you can go relax and I'll take a shower.
If I would have seen Alex, like, coming out of the stands with all of her butt sweat up, like, hey, Alex, you need to take a shower. Like, it was hot.
Morgan Freeman made a personal statement over the weekend to address his behavior with women. He says the allegations against him could undermine everything he's done. The 80-year-old actor admitted to kidding around with female colleagues, but never jeopardized work environments or offered jobs for sex. Eight women accused him of sexually harassing behavior Thursday, and Entertainment Tonight aired a video showing clips from two interviews in which he made suggestive remarks to female reporters.
Well, now, how you all manage to do that all of the time?
All of this?
No, you got to dress this halfway between your knee and your hip. And you sit down right across from me and you cross your legs.
When asked about that incident today, Mock tells ET, quote, "I was deeply disappointed that someone who was seen as America's grandfather was susceptible to such disturbing behavior."
He said, "I am devastated that 80 years of my life is at risk of being undermined in the blink of an eye by Thursday's media reports. All victims of assault and harassment deserve to be heard, and we need to listen to them. But it is not right to equate horrific incidents of sexual assault with misplaced compliments or humor." Freeman says he only wanted women to feel appreciated and at ease around him. He says, "As part of that, I would often try to joke with and compliment women in what I thought was a lighthearted and humorous way." Nicki Minaj was joking when she revealed to a fan that she was dating Eminem. The fan asked her on Instagram if she was dating Eminem, and Nicki replied, "Yes." Sources close to Nicki say that she was only going on and on as a joke. There's nothing romantic between her and Eminem. The comment was posted on a video clip of herself lip-syncing to her verse on YG's new song Big Bank that mentions him. Eminem was headlining the Boston Calling Festival Sunday night when he addressed the rumors that he was dating Nicki.
"I just thought of something. I want to take this time out right now to give a shout to my babe, Nicki Minaj. Sweetheart, I'll be home tonight. We'll figure this out, how we're going to do this."
He ended up asking the crowd for their approval of them being a power couple, and Nicki responded to Eminem on Twitter saying, "LMFAO, the fact that he's silly and a goof just like me, I love him so much. Em, we need you on the Queen album. That's where our first date will be, at the studio while I gaze into your beautiful eyes as you write your verse." And Khloe Kardashian doesn't want your advice. The reality TV star took to Twitter and wrote, "People spend too much time finding other people to blame, too much time putting energy into finding excuses for not being capable of their own." She said Khloe's or she said they love to give advice but are not living the advice that they are offering. Most of the ones giving advice are in no place to give anything at all. Focus on your own world. I'm sure there's cracks there that need your attention. We all got them. So clearly she doesn't want to hear anybody telling her that she should dump Tristan Thompson.
Can you say that again?
No, she shouldn't date Tristan Thompson?
No. That's not what she asked. She said, don't tell me what to do.
Right.
I got this.
Right.
She's talking to you.
She's speaking about and people talking about being with Tristan, which is stupid.
She heard me defend her honor and her love and her marriage, trying to work through whatever they got going on there.
You think she's specifically talking about me?
Well, I mean, maybe. Maybe. I heard she listens to the show, so what do I know?
That's the garbage.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Alex.